Begin the current daven, Pesachim daven enough, begin on enough, begin the taste of the master, begins with the Gemara, Leishmeili, I didn't hear this claim, in other words, Leishmeili, I don't hold of it. Which Tesis finds is difficult, because Avagav, the Tanakh Kappa say, although we have a Brisa that supports Rav Kahana, which the Gemara already brought, that the Brisa says that you now put the flour into the Charoisis, and the you have to burn it right away. The whole Machlekes was regarding the Chardel. So you see the Machlekes only regarding the Chardel. That's a Tesis Savar that obviously, that Rav Huna held, that Masnit in Pliga, that this Mishnah disagrees with the Brisa, and therefore he doesn't rule like Rav Kahana, although the Brisa says like Rav Kahana. Chinik says not to begin with the Gemara, but the Amish move in the back. The Shmuel says, in Alok Rabbi Yisi, Alok is not like Rabbi Yisi, which Tais explains that Rav Kahana must be disagreeing with a previous teaching of Ula, where the Gemara is proving that it's logical that Shmuel was like Rav Kahana, like the way Rav Ashi said it. Because Rav Ashi was saying it's Mistabak Kabaste, because Shmuel said Alok is not like Rabbi Yisi, which is Tais de Vamasl, that if you soak the barley, you can't go ahead and use the vinegar, meaning the occupation basically says you could. So obviously, you see, because vinegar is like other liquids, which it causes it to become chametzik. Says Taisis, hashtem b'dami chametzik haraisis. So it comes out that now we're comparing the vinegar to haraisis. We're saying just like vinegar causes it to ferment, which, as we're saying, not occupation, so it's just haraisis, which everyone's going to agree that causes it to ferment. So, the difference is, it seems to the reader, Ula Damalel, said the Gemara previously quoted Ula, that he said that Benkech Aser, that whether, no matter when it is that you put in the vinegar regarding the flour that you're putting in, it's always going to be Aser. Why? Okay, go, go around, don't come close to the vineyard. That obviously, Paul got Rav Kahana, obviously disagrees with this teaching of Rav Kahana. Why? Because Rav Kahana says, Abotech Haraisis, the Rakhli Yisav, but if you put into the Haraisis, that according to that, when you have to go out and burn it, obviously you have to say that the charesis, not only that it doesn't stop the fermentation, but also causes the fermentation. They have to burn it right away. Because according to Ula, he said, no, it's only us because of, we tell you to stay away, but not that it's intrinsically us. So it's obviously that they're disagreeing. To next master begins with the Gemara, my love, isn't it? The fact that it doesn't mitzamesa, obviously that it doesn't hold it back, that is going to cause it to become chametzik. Taisis finds it difficult because how do we understand the Tanakhama of Yesi, which is says Taisis kashlari. This is difficult to the read because the Leel Kama previously the Gemara had said regarding the price about putting the flour into the pot that yes, some say that okay, not only if you put in the vinegar after you put in the flour, but even if you first put in the vinegar and then you put in the flour afterwards, that still it's not going to be mechametz. It's not going to become chametzik. The Gemara explains, and who is that? This is the Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that we find that by the Hilchos Shabbos that it's going to be mevashel even the cliche. Now, Paruch, the Gemara asks, but look, Rebbe Yehuda, why do you say it's going like Rebbe Yehuda? Why do you say it's going like Rebbe Yehuda? He says, "Shain mechametz mechametz Samson," that you could put it, you could soak it after it was soaked, and you could soak it in vinegar, and this vinegar is going to contract it and not make it become chametzik. That was the Gemara's question. But one thing says today, smash from the Tanakhama of the Yeshayim. It sounds like that the Tanakhama of the Yeshayim, Hainu Tanakhama of Rabisi, which that's what the Gemara is trying to say. If that Yeshayim is Rabisi, so the Tanakhama is Tanakhama of Rabisi, which is the Leslie, the Chametz Sabbath, that he holds that the vinegar does not contract and prevent it from becoming chametzik. And yet, Mevalachikama is still the Tanakhama, says, Nisna Kemechlachach, Nisna Sachemetz, that you first put in the flour and then you have to put in the vinegar afterwards. So obviously, the Tanakhama holds Avagav the Loit Samas, although it does not prevent it. Like Rabbi Yasi says, then Tanakhama is disagreeing. But however, that doesn't cause it to become chametzik. And here we're saying that whoever disagrees with Rabbi Yasi would hold that the chametz is causing it, the vinegar is causing it to actually become chametzik. And that Maimri, he says that actually Gilel, when the Gemara previously had said that who are going to say that who's the Seir Shem is Rabbi Yasi and that the Tanakhama says that you have to first put in the vinegar and then the flour? Was Amaskan the Hachal is going according to the Gemara's conclusion over here, that the one who disagrees holds that it's not gonna prevent it, but he would agree that it's not gonna make a chametzik, and that is our Gemara's conclusion. But in the Gemara's question was not with that what we had previously said. Pesach says the master begins words of the Gemara, Eim Vashna Zapesah B'Mashkim B'Chul, which really this belongs in the Halacha of the Mishnah, which is a quote of the Mishnah. We can't cook the Karm Pesach now with liquids, etc., which tastes tame, it's a wonder. Lama Shonakan, why are we teaching this mission over here in the middle of all the halachas of Hilchos Chametz? Imishum the Tani Rakis, Shlakis Mabashalas, if it's because when we had mentioned a similar concept by the Mur, by the certain types of vegetables, regarding if they're cooked and stewed, and we're saying now a similar type of thing when you're cooking the matzah, and Kim Yanha and then this Mishnah should have been right after that other Mishnah, not over here when there was other Mishnah in between, and Tez does not answer that question. The difference between them is Patros just explains that Pirish. What does it mean that according to we had this machlekes regarding how do we know the source that you cannot cook in other liquid, not just water, which the Torah says, either from Basma Bushel or from a Kabbal Chaimer, from Mayim. So that says Taisis, this was saying different between them is Patros, which that on the one hand that it's going to be it's included in Basma Bushel, but it's not going to be Kabbal Chaimer, doesn't give a bad taste. Says Taisis Pirish, what this means to say is Eloi Kol Av Eloi. What we're saying the difference between them is Patros is only if there's lashes or not. But according to everyone, it is going to be invalid because the mitzvah Karm Pesach is to roast it. And if it's in the pot, even if it's pot roast, it's not considered tzli. And therefore, it would be usr. And vasei nami isper, there would also be a violation of a positive commandment because that's what's called the tzli machmas of achel. Although it's being roasted, but it's being roasted through something else, which that's not tzli esh. It has to be roasted by a fire. Can I mean Rish Kate sound like the Gemara later on the Ein Hema Bay is that not the Miroit Velacharis? If let's say drips in the Karm Pesach on the earthenware oven, the Chazal oven then goes and bounces back onto the Karm Pesach, you have to take away the place where it got absorbed into the Karm Pesach. Or so to Naga Bacharset Shaltan, if it touched the earthenware of the oven without dripping the drip and coming back, just the Karm Pesach touched the earthenware, Yiklavis Makami, you have to peel away that place. That's what's called Kedei Klipa. The reason is because it's being roasted through something else, and that's a violation of the positive commandment. And so Taisis, what we start off Taisis, is also B'chen Shamashkin, same thing as regarding other beverages. That actually, Le'itzuch Le'melech, we didn't have to learn out from a Pasuk or a Kabochem, like we're saying, that's going to be Asr, Elin, and Malk, it's only regarding the lash. Pshit, but it's obvious, L'chol HaPochus, you can say, that B'shur is going to be a violation of the positive commandment, the Chim Sliesh, that has to be only roasted by the fire, and not by something else, like whatever these liquids are. But then Taisa says, I'm going to say, take a second look. He says, how could you even learn out other beverages? That is a violation of Bishlam Bekam Pesach Bekam Bechamer from water. But there's a general rule that you cannot have a prohibition in the Torah learned out of a Kabbal Chaimer. And that's just it. There's so much you can say is no. The high Kabbal Chaimer in El Megala. This Kabbal Chaimer is only revealing something to you. The Bishlam the Crow, when it's in the Pasuk cooking, Ari, after Shamash was talking about other liquids too, but it wasn't actually, you're not learning out the Ashar from a Kabbal Chaimer. That you know from the pasuk of Bishul, we're just telling you what Bishul includes all the liquids too. So next says Mazda begins with the Gemara of Kana says, "Oh, Mani, who is this like? Rabbi Yisi is going like Rabbi Yisi." She says, "What do you mean to the contrary? According to Rabbi Yisi, don't need a pasuk." Says Tosis, "It's a wonder." So Rav Kahana, the Mukhlak Rabbi Yisi, Rav Kahana says that this halacha is going like Rabbi Yisi that he holds by matzah that cooking it is going to nullify its title from baking, and that's the same thing that was saying regarding the Karban Pesach. That you're, if you, the bushel mavushel, that what's that coming to teach us is that if you roast it and then you cook it afterwards, but what do you mean? The Rabbanon, hi bushel mavushel my abdiluhu, according to the Rabbanon, so then we're back to the question, what do they need bushel mavushel? You tell me that if you cook it and then roast it, obviously. And because the roasting is not nullifying the bushel, and to tell me a case that if you roast it and then you cook it afterwards, that you don't need a pasuk because the mitzvah you didn't bishma vatatzli. We're saying that from Lacha we know that cooking nullifies the roasting. Rabbi says regarding the matzah that you don't fulfill your obligation by matzah that was cooked afterwards baked because the cooking nullifies this. I don't need a drush to tell you that. And this says for so much you could say is the Rav Kahana Saba, Rav Kahana holds no. The Rav Yisi yelled from a vashma bushel, the bishma vatatzli. He knows it from this drusha of Basham Abushal that cooking nullifies the baking. And from that's where we learn that the Karmesa was roasted after it was baked, that Yechayiv because of that the cooking nullifies the roasting. And from that's where we learn that regarding matzah, that the cooking is nullifying the baking. That's not considered bread. This is actually where he knows it from. And it's not just from logic that you wouldn't need a pasuk in the first place. The next says matzah begins with Zigmar, Abaleba Mabushal, but not if it's cooked. Shesh explains the reason why you cannot fulfill your obligation with matzah that was cooked. Says Tosfos Pirush Kondi Rashi explains, is because the bishul mavat leib mitzvahs lechem. The cooking nullifies it from having a status as bread, and matzah has to be lechem ayni. Now, the Pirushim ma'ariv b'lasarak. According to Rashi's interpretation, we're talking about where it's a loose batter, because the b'lasi abalei never grows lechem, and it's a thick batter that will not remove it from the status of bread. Because the Pirush Lo, like Tosfos previously explained, that if it started off as dough, as bread, then it doesn't lose that status later on. But Verim of Hashem explains actually the ma'ariv b'lasi abu. We're talking about, no, it's a thick dough. But absumption matashira. The nullification, the problem is when you're cooking it, that is considered like enriched matzah. It's not like lechemaini, which is like baked. To the contrary, when you do chalut, when you're doing scalding water, which is like a type of cooking, that makes it into a matzah shir. And that's what a maisi. That's what the Gemara is bringing the chayech. The Rabbi Yisi, the Bishma Batalei, mafik limitar safia. Just like Rabbi Yisi holds that cooking nullifies from the status of being a baked item, l'shavi matzah shir, that it makes it into enriched matzah, ki'ilu le'nefa, as if it wasn't baked. Hakanamik of a Pesach, same thing is regarding the Korban Pesach, oko in a bishul shim tzliya. That the cooking nullifies it from the status of roasting, and you're going to be chayev on eating the Korban Pesach that was cooked. Two next says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Ula Amar Ula says, I feel the Temer Amebuchul. You could even say it's going like Meir, etc. Tosfos explains that Ula doesn't come out like a difference in the Gemara Masechtas Brachas. Now, here we're saying that even according to Meir, that he holds that you fulfill your obligation with Matzah, even if it was subsequently baked, he would agree with the Korban Pesach. The Torah includes from a Basham of Bushel. That's going to be a problem if you cook it after that was roasted. Says Taisus, so this was Ula who said this. Hachem Adami Pesach L'Bishl Matzah. Here Ula is comparing the halacha of cooking Korban Pesach to the cooking of Matzah. Ula says that even according to Meir, that generally cooking does not nullify baking, but the Korban Pesach, he would agree that cooking would nullify the baking. So it says, V'hain loy kumaskana, ketzim avarchan, it's not like the Gemara concludes in brachas of l'mechazim abeis. Because the Kama, Hasan the Gemara says over there, Ula mishmeid Rabbi Yechanon, that shlokah is cooked vegetables v'avarchan l'm shahakul. You make a shahakul, Rabbi Yesi, the Isle Hacha Gabinatsa, that he holds over here by Matzah, the Bishma Batlafia, that the cooking nullifies the baking. So, Hanami, Bishma Batlafia, Mehem Shem Yerik, so too here, the cooking of the vegetable is going to nullify it from being a vegetable. It's not going to be Hadam, and what's going to be Shakal. But Dachin, the Gemara rejects and says, no, Atan, like Rabbi Yesi, where do we find Rabbi Yesi, the beating the Tam Matzah? No, by Matzah, the reason why the cooking is a problem is because when you cook it, you don't have the taste of Matzah anymore. But by vegetables, which you cook, you don't need the taste of vegetables, it just has to be the vegetables itself. If it's still going to be by Priyadama, so you see, there's not the cooking that nullifies the baking. Rather, it's because it doesn't have the taste of matzah. Now, says Taisus, however, v'ulu l'tamei. But Ulo, according to his reasoning, that he holds that we do compare the halacha matzah to that of Korban Pesach. Now, the conclusion of the Gemara Brachas over there. So therefore, therefore, he didn't have to reject over here and to say that by Korban Pesach, the Rebbe Yisi agrees that the cooking is not going to nullify the baking. That the time of the Rebbe Yisi, the reason of Rebbe Yisi be matzah, that you don't fulfill your obligation with it being cooked, is because they be eating matzah because you need to have the taste of matzah. Rather, he holds that no, that because it's the baking that nullifies the cooking that nullifies the baking. And therefore, the Korban Pesach also the bishul is going to vatal the tzli. And Basim Nama comments says actually Ula there also says the Rabbi Yisim Mivarch Shahakol. Then that's what we quoted before that he says they do make shahakol, and the reason for that is because he holds that the cooking nullifies its original status. And if it's not considered like a vegetable to make a bread per dimmer, rather you're going to make a shahakol.